Gary Plunkett feels giddy with anticipation. The farmer and seed dealer is harvesting corn near Maxwell, and he's about to bring in his first ever sample of a so-called drought-resistant corn, a Syngenta product called Artesian.
So I'm real anxious to get into combine and see what it does, you know, because right or wrong, Mother Nature gave us a perfect year to test out this Artesian corn.
He climbs into the cab of his red Case International combine. A computer calculates on-the-fly yield, how much grain per acre goes into the tank, as he goes. Plunkett likes what he sees.
Yeah, it looks like the yield's going to be up there very well. Stock quality looks great, standing very well. Still got a little green left in the plant.
Plunkett's corn harvest numbers have ranged from disappointing to thrilling this year. That's been true across Iowa, where so far average yield is about 140 bushels per acre. Of course, some farmers lost everything to drought or severe winds, so their zeros really bring down that average. After a few minutes, Plunkett turns the combine around.
All right, we'll head back to the way wagon and see what Mitch tells us.
Syngenta sales rep Mitch Lobeck is also here to get his first look at the drought-resistant corn. This is a test plot, and Lobeck weighs the corn and calculates the final yield by hand. Then the corn gets moved from the weigh wagon to Plunkett's semi.
If you look at a Czech hybrid side by side, you can tell where the Artesian was. It was definitely a lower yield environment, and it still did 188 bushel. So overall, I'd say it's a success story, but
I think it's very successful.
Plunkett says he'll plant some Artesian again next year and recommend it to his seed customers. That's the computer inside Brad Meckley's John Deere combine near Boone. Meckley wears a Monsanto cap as he works and says he's been following that company's drought-resistant product. It wasn't available for planting in Iowa this year, but he's heard farmers farther west, where it's been drier, got 6 more bushels per acre with it. He does the math.
I mean, in this day and age, I mean, if corn is going to be priced at $8 a bushel, and if you can get another six bushel the acre, I mean,
that's about $50 per acre more, enough that Meckley says he'll consider it, but probably not for next year.
I'm one to kind of wait and see. I'd like to get another year under our belt and kind of see, so we get more consistency. How much that's going to cost us per bag? It's got to be economically viable.
That's why these results are so important. DuPont Pioneer recently announced its drought-resistant Aquamax showed about an 8% increase over other hybrids. Monsanto and Syngenta haven't released their numbers yet. But like Meckley, many farmers say they base their seed choices on years of data, not on one season's weather. Kevin Larson farms in Story City.
It's a very tough year to draw any good conclusions from yield data, I think, because the weather has been so variable and so unusual.
He looks at what's done best over time on his different fields when he decides what to plant. So does Bill Kauser in nearby Nevada. And he says many modern hybrids already do well in low rain years.
I know when I had my first drought in 1977 that we actually had 3 bushel to the acre. If I would have had the hybrids today, back then, we would have never had that kind of a drought, because with the hybrids today, it's just amazing what they're pulling through.
Final numbers for this year's harvest are still a few weeks out. It may take years before seed sales reveal what farmers really think of drought-resistant corn. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.